UKGC gives plans on the implementation of its UK white paper. The United Kingdom Gambling Commission, UKGC, has followed up its UK white paper on proposed changes to the gambling industry with a plan to implement these changes. The UK white paper from the UKGC took several years to be produced, and many Tier 1 gaming operators, including Flutter, have commented on the proposals and the potential costs to their companies. Related: Bally's welcomes UK's Gambling Act review white paper. The UKGC has set out a timescale for the white paper, which it indicates will take years to implement the full range of proposals listed. However, the Commission has pointed out that many of the 60 issues raised in the white paper are licensing issues and are, in effect, changes to the rulebook for gaming operators. As such, these changes can be implemented straight away. The UKGC intends to produce a consultation report in the summer following engagement with stakeholders in the industry. Voices at the UKGC did stress that when collaborating with stakeholders, it was not to invite debate on the policies but rather to implement the issues in the white paper. There was also a mention of the government's aim to tackle illegal gambling and how this will be the central plank of gambling policy going forward. Basically, the white paper is a report outlining the intended changes to the industry and any legislation that may be required to achieve these changes. The UKGC acknowledges part of the process of the white paper is to work with stakeholders to see how these changes will work in real-world situations. Quote, "Whilst the implementation of the white paper, which has over 60 areas of work for the Gambling Commission alone, will likely take a number of years to fully complete, that doesn't mean we can't make rapid progress in a number of key areas. Already, project teams have been pulled together to start work on the various recommendations that the white paper has made and where actions have been set out for the Commission." Tim Miller, Executive Director for Research and Policy at the UKGC.